Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School.
On this day, Monday, 15th September 1952, two new government schools were opened in suburban St. Michael, on the lands of the former Richmond and Goodland estates. They were St. Leonard's Girls and St. Leonard's Boys. Prior to 1952, St. Leonard's Boys had been an all-age elementary school, originally housed in a building on Baxter's Road. Now the government moved it to Richmond, where they erected a building for use as a non-selective senior school. The girls' school was also an entirely new building. These schools were the pilot institutions for what were to become known as modern secondary, then comprehensive, then newer secondary schools, with the same curriculum as the so-called grammar schools, such as Harrison College, the Lodge School, Commamere, St. Michael's, Coleridge and Parry, Alexandra, and the Aline. Mr. Howard Hayden, a British educational expert, had recommended the creation of these schools for children who would otherwise have gone to work at age 11 plus, or would have stayed in the primary schools until 7th standard, or age 14, which was the school leaving age. Thus, they faced huge challenges. There was no set syllabus, and the curriculum was oriented towards practical subjects. The numbers at both schools were quite large, over 700 in the girls' school and over 600 in the boys'. These numbers grew up to 1,800 in each case in the 1960s, when the schools operated on a shift system. The students were chosen from seven urban primary schools, and they were of varying academic ability, which posed a major problem for the teachers, who regarded themselves as pioneers. The schools were listed as grade 4 elementary schools until 1956, and the head teachers were paid the same salary as the heads of elementary or primary schools. Thus, the St. Leonard's schools began their journey in an atmosphere of uncertainty, and with these schools being neither fully secondary schools or all age, as was the case in Jamaica. However, there have been positive developments. The St. Leonard's Girls' School became the Lester Vaughan Co-Educational School and was moved to St. Thomas in 1999, leaving the boys' school at Richmond. Both are now fully certified secondary schools, offering their student study programs up to the CXC level. This is a great achievement, which was not seen as possible when these schools were opened on this day, the 15th of September, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.